the way my father told me right after my mother passed. He said, I said, how you doing, Dad? He said, I'm good. I'm good, Dad. But on my bad day, God is still good.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I will never praise him, no matter what it looks like. And what's going on in our life.
Yes, Lord.
God is good.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Keith. Amen. And you know, that goes right along with the Sunday school lesson we was teaching the kids. The goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
That God is good. He's the only one that's good.
Yes.
Only one that needs to be worshipped, to be praised, to be honored, to be glorified, to be magnified.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Before you see it, we're going to go right into the message.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, everyone stand up. If you don't have a Bible, still stand up. We're going to honor God with the word and the reading of his word.
Amen.
We can go to the book of Acts, chapter 16. Someone requested this message again. It was so good.
Hallelujah.
I preached this message for 2 months ago on a Wednesday night. And so we're going to go right back into it. Acts 16, verse 16. We're going to go read down to 25. If everybody have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of her days was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them to the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Tell your neighbor on your right, the title of the message, At Midnight.
At Midnight.
Turn to your left, At Midnight. Turn to the neighbor behind you, At Midnight. And turn to the front, At Midnight. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here safely and protected, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you because you are our Lord, our God, our Savior, our King, our Master. We thank you. We worship you. We love you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. We give you all the honor that's due to your name, Heavenly Father. Without you, we will be nothing. And dear Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart and mind to receive what you have to say unto the church. And let the church say, amen. Everybody be seated. Amen. At midnight. Something about that midnight. That midnight hour. Midnight is the darkest time of the day or evening, or wherever you want to call it. It's the darkest time. It is the time not only in a physical way, but also in the form of a metaphor relating to a dark time in a person's life.
Uh-huh.
It's also called the witching hour is transition time from one day to the next. The moment when the day changes and it's an extended darkness. Not at 11:59, not at 12:01. Dead dark right at midnight. After they was going, Paul and Silas was going to pray. They was going to seek the will of God. They was going to lift up the Savior. And they didn't have many requests to be made. And see, what I thought about Paul and Silas and all the disciples, they were building churches.
Yeah.
They was witnessing.
Yes.
They was winning souls for Christ.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. We ain't talking about one or two every day. We talk about in the thousands.
Amen.
They was going across the world. I ain't talking about the land or city. Wherever the Holy Ghost sent them,
amen,
they was obedient.
Amen.
They listened. If the Holy Ghost forbid them not to go in a certain city, they didn't go. They was obedient.
Amen.
They went where God led them to go.
Right.
They spoke the oracles of God.
Amen.
With fullness of joy and in love and in Jesus' power, and, you know, his demonstration of miracles and healings and everything that was going on. They lived the scriptures. They abided in them. And you saw the fruits of the labor as they traveled throughout the land.
Amen.
So they were just baptizing people, praying with them. And God was using them as vessels of healing and miracles. And then they were like, okay, we're going to go to prayer. We're going to go by the riverside. And we're going to go pray. We're going to go thank our God for what he has done. Then here comes a big distraction. Trying to deter them. Just like people try to deter you sometimes, or you get that little irritating neck that's just keep bugging you when you trying to be alone with God. When you trying to go face to face with him, you want to commune with him, you want to worship him, you want to praise him, you want to give him honor. And then here's that phone want to ring. And the TV comes on, somebody knocking on your door, and social media just blowing up, and all that, you know, and somebody calling you, or somebody in your house, you know. Sometimes I take comfort, I don't know if I should say this, to get my real peace, I go to the, as my father called it, the dorm room. And that's the bathroom. Get my peace, because I don't want to hear no TV going on when I'm trying to get with God.
Amen.
You know, when I want to talk and commune with him.
Amen.
I don't answer the phone. You can keep bringing my phone all you want to, but I'm not going to answer it. I'm glad they developed that on your phone. You can just swipe it and end the call real quick. I ain't going to say I'm going to call you back, because I'm getting along with God.
Amen.
I'm seeking him. And see, that's what they did. And this girl, this slave girl, she going around and possessed. You know what I'm talking about? These are the servants of the Most High God, you know. What is that going to prove? You know, they already know who they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Even what, in one of them scriptures, I don't forget where it was at. They said, Paul, we know.
Yeah.
And this one we know. We know Jesus, but who are you? They didn't even recognize who they are.
Mm.
But she's going to claim that she's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That neck just irritating. She kept on doing it for many days until he cast that demon right out of her.
Yeah.
And did you get it? He said he came out.
That's a clue.
Yeah. He came out of her.
Yeah.
He came out of her.
Uh-huh.
See, you can't fool with that dark world.
Yeah.
You cannot fool with that the demonic world.
Right.
If you don't have any power with God, if you're not serious with God,
on,
You cannot fool with that type of word. That demon came straight up out of her. Because he recognized who Paul was.
Come on,
because he knew who lived in Paul.
Uh-huh.
The Lord himself stood up strong in him. And he didn't back down. We've seen plenty of times with Pastor Hart and casting demons out of people. And he got a hold to them and tell them, everybody else, if you not living right, you not for the Lord, get out. And I'm seeing people running. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And then I just like that he was just holding their hands and they was just bounce down and foam at the mouth and scratch their head and hit this up. And he held on to them, you foul demon, you come out right now in the name of Jesus. Because I'm not going to lose. We're not losing because we got the Lord on our side.
Amen.
That's what I love about Pastor. We learned a lot from him.
Yes.
He was a man of wisdom.
Yes.
He was a man full of faith.
Amen.
He was full of God. If he had his way, he wanted to die in the church. Anyway, he cast that evil spirit out of her. And then, since she was working for the soothsayers, the Cleos of our day, the fortune tellers, and all them, I forgot the name of them, all them psychic readers and all that, give me your money. And I'll tell you. Well, I'm joking. But he cast that out. And then the magistrates and the rulers of the city, they didn't like it. Because their hope of their money, they was losing out. Because she was soothsaying and she was gaining all the money for them. She was working for them. They pimped her out. She wasn't getting that money. It was going back to them. And they didn't like it. Just like your enemy don't like you, see you prosper.
Amen.
They gonna do anything and everything to pull you down.
Yeah.
Talk about you, berate you, and do all manner of evil against you.
Yeah.
But you still keep holding on and looking up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
As the old Paul and Silas did, they still held on to God's unchanging hand. No matter what they had to go through, they still loved on God.
Amen.
They still praise God. They still worship Him, no matter what. And so the magistrates and the rulers, they drug them and brought them into the marketplace in the open form, and where they have trials and judges out there and bring them there. And you know, and then what messed me up. It's not one person went against them and lied on them. It said a multitude of people rose up against them.
Yeah.
We can't take some time with one person coming against us.
Right.
A multitude, that means many people, came upon them to strip them of their clothing, to beat them, to humiliate them, to embarrass them. They punched them, they kicked them. They did all manner of evil against them. They was bloody. Out there in the open with no clothes on. They were thrown into the prison. And they said, put them in that prison. And he told the guard to throw them in there. And the guard not only threw them in the prison, the guard, the jailer, put them in the inner prison where there's darkness and it's cold and probably them big jungle rodents running around. That I don't like. Rodents running around in there and it's damp and they're naked and they're bloody. See, when they were beaten, they were not only beaten with their fists and their feet, they were beaten with rods.
Yeah.
That thick. And said, when I looked it up to 16 feet, can you believe someone beat them to a pulp just like that? And you know one thing they didn't do? They didn't say a mumble word. They accepted the beating they endured the hardship as a good soldier.
Come on now.
It was all for the cause of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Just like our Savior, He did for us.
Amen.
He bore that cross for us. He was slapped. His beard was pulled. He was stabbed on the side. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head. They nailed him to a cross. He did that for each and every last one of us. Because He loved each and every last one of us. No matter our wicked ways or what we're doing wrong, He did it for you and I.
Amen.
He redeemed mankind back up to God. Because God was through with mankind. He was through with flesh. Jesus said, I'll go down and I'll redeem. I'll put on the form of flesh on this body. His spiritual body. And then when he was accused, he didn't say one thing. He said, aren't you the King of Jews? He said, you say it. But he took it all. And Paul and Silas, they took it all. It wasn't a pleasant situation they was in. So what do you do when you have been beaten? What do you do when you have been arrested? What do you do when you have been in prison and you've been placed in a prison, in an inside prison, in the dark and the cold, and then they put your feet in stocks for nothing more than preaching the word of God? What do you do at midnight in your lonely hours? In your lonely moments, that you, wherever you're going through, what do? At midnight. You know what? I realize whenever I'm going through, if I say anything, you'll know who's real in your life.
Right.
You know who got your back? Who's beside you? Well, I know another friend that has never leaves me nor forsake me.
Yeah.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
Hallelujah.
I got you, sister. I got you, brother.
Yes.
I love each and every last one. Cast your burdens on me. That means to throw them upon me.
Yeah.
I'll take care of them for you. Burden is like a yoke. It's easy. Give it to me. And that's what Paul and Silas did. What do you do at midnight? What did they do? What did they do? They went, first thing they did, they prayed.
Amen.
Said, I love you, Lord.
That's right.
I honor you, Lord.
Yes.
I glorify you,
yes.
Lord. You are great.
Yes.
You are awesome.
Amen.
You are a good God. You are my Savior.
Yes.
You are my Lord.
Yes.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. No matter what it looks like on the outside, I love you. It's coming from my heart. I'm worshiping you.
Yes.
I praise you.
Yes.
I honor you. I exalt your name upon high. I extol you, Lord. You are worthy, O Heavenly Father. I glorify you. I magnify you. I'm not coming for another request. I'm not praying for somebody else. I'm giving you honor. I'm worshiping you in this very hour, in my dark time, in my midnight hour. I'm honoring you. I'm going to raise my hands up to you. I bow down to you. I lay prostrate down before you, Lord. I'm giving it all up to you. And that's what they did. They prayed. And they began to sing. They began to sing. They were singing. I was wondering to myself, like they sitting, they can't move. They sitting right beside each other. They naked, they cold, they bloody. They're beaten down. They got knots and bruises all over them. And all they can do is say, hey, Brother Paul and Brother Silas, let's get a song in our heart. Let's sing. This is the day. That the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Praise the Lord.
on limits all day, all woe is me. This ain't no pity party, no matter what you're going through. Praise your way out of it. Sing your way out of it. And sing. And then they sing praises unto God.
Yes.
Not man.
That's right.
Unto God.
That's right. Yes.
And the prisoners heard it. And I would begin and to think and wonder what was the next song gonna be. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Foundations of the prisons were shaking, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band was loose. I hear, Brother Paul. I hear, Brother Silas. I hear the rest of the prisoners. I hear the chains. There's no home. You in no home. The homeless people out there without no home. But they're praising God. That was a wonderful thing I saw on TV when they had those earthquakes and hurricanes and everything else. They was in no shelters in the stadium. They was praising God. They was like, break every chain, Lord. They gave God praise. No matter what condition they was in. They was like, how excellent is your name. None of y'all couldn't come out here today, but God brought us through this weather today. That's something to praise God for. Because He could have been one of us. I don't know what kind of power. He could have been one of us. But with the hand of God, He was going to find us. He brought us here. So we know we was going to lift His name up on high. And we was going to honor Him. And we was going to praise Him. And we was going to praise Him. It's your midnight hour. Then I heard another song. It was on my, I love you, Lord. And He heard my cry. Lift your voice up to Him.
Oh,
another one. This is for the older generation. And I'm coming to church.
I will trust.
Come on now.
Can you see the prison of the rocket?
I will trust. Where they are today.
Amen, amen.
Because we praise God anyway.
Amen.
Even though they thought we played church, but we was for real. What do you do until midnight when tragedy strikes? Pray. When your life seems to cave in, sing. When our plans are dashed on the jagged rocks of reality, worship. When we find ourselves in a place we never want to be in, go ahead, love. That's when we really discover who we really believe in and what we believe in. And in those moments at midnight, when we rest our weary souls on the God of this universe, when we cry out to Jesus, that's when we discover he was really there all along. He was there. He never left us. He never forsake us. He's there. And every time we give it into the hands of God, we found out that his word is the truth. Everything, we just wait, pack on our patience, pack on our love. And what I love about it, those prisoners, after Paul and Silas were singing and praising to God, that jailer, the guard, was on the outside, sleeping. The earthquake woke him up. He come running in. And Paul began to shout out. He was going to kill himself. He pulled his sword out. Because he knew if they was breaking out free, that the magistrates and the rulers was going to kill him. So he decided he was going to take his own life. And Paul shouted out, "Do thyself no harm. We are all still here." Then he turned around to them. "Paul, sir, what must I do to be saved? I want to serve the same God you serve. I want to love on the Savior just like you do." See, they was in there to bear witness of the goodness of the Lord. They didn't know they was there for that purpose and reason. We don't never know what situation we are placed in, what reason and the plan and design of God has us in. He's trying to say, to prove to us, do you love me? Go feed my sheep. You love me, feed my lamb. He ain't talking about only with the physical food. He talking about with the word of God. To be a witness. To win souls for Christ. And how you win souls for Christ is your life, your lifestyle. How you live outside of this church building. It's out there, outside of this building, outside of these four walls. Do you witness to somebody? Do you tell the goodness of the Lord about it? Do you tell them that the Lord loves them? Man, I did that to this one man. I was driving down on 75 and I was getting off at Mac, where my parents stayed right there. And the sheriff, he was pulled up on something. He stopped at the light. And I blew my horn at him. I was like, I had kids in the car. I said, "Watch this." They were like, "What are you going to do, auntie?" I said, "Watch this." I blew my hand. I said, he gave the meanest, the evilest look ever. He could have just chewed my head off. Like, what does she want? And I said, "You know, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you." And boy, a big old smile come across his face. He said, thank you. And I love you for telling me that. And he had a tear coming down. Like, that's all people want to know. Come on, this is to be loved. And that Jesus does love them. He's not going to leave them. forget that. And that wrinkle came into a smile. And that's all it takes, and I just left, and I pulled off. That's how you show the love of Christ.
Yes, yes.
People are watching, just like your prisoners was watching.
Hallelujah.
And they all got saved. Not only the guard got saved, the whole household got saved. Yeah. From the oldest to the youngest. And then the jailer began to wash the blood off of him. And he was probably apologizing. Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me clean you up. Let me feed you. Let me get some food in your belly. You know, let me do whatever I need to do to get my life right back. Because you showed me. Y'all sitting here and y'all beaten and bruised and battered and torn apart. You didn't get mad, but you worship God. You love your God. And then he said, all you got to do, accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Believe on the Lord. He said, am I worthy? Am I worthy? Really? Amen. Jesus said, we are worth saving. Hallelujah.
You thought I was worth
keeping.
You
cleaned him up inside. He was trampling on the outside. But he was cleaning. Jesus was cleaning us on the inside. We gotta get our hearts right. We gotta get our spirits clean. Children of God, the clarity call is not for us. It's to us to live this life before other people. So other people may run to us and say, what must I do to be saved? See, we got to be ready. You never know who will be before you. The Bible speaks about we entertain angels unawares. You don't know who's before you. God may place that dirty man. Y'all say, homo. You don't know who that person is. Oh, somebody that's on his deathbed. You know what I did when I was in the hospital and cancer and stuff, and they only gave me 2 weeks to live? It didn't matter what condition I was in. We was placed on the floor with all the cancer patients. Everybody had their own room. And I would get up with all my machines. My microphone machine, everything. I got up. I went to each room. And I prayed and communed and talked with them. And still told them about the goodness of God. And they were wondering, well, how do you do that? I said, because I got my faith and trust in my Lord Savior. And they said, what? Can you pray for me? I said, sure. I don't have a problem. And I saw many souls that went on and met with the Father that day. Everybody passed away except for me and this other good older lady. And I watched them, went out to meet the Lord. And I'm glad God placed me there at that certain time to win their souls to Christ. Because one day we are going to meet the Lord. Will we be ready? You never know when he gonna call us home. Everybody looking for that grade. Yeah, that's good. Look up. Yes, that's good. The two eastern skies. Yes, that's good. But if your heart ain't right, if you live in a lifestyle that you know is not according to this word of God, you need to clean it up. And you are worth saving. Because the Lord loves us just that much. Are you ready to meet the Lord this hour? To praise him? To give him honor? You know, we can't lift up dirty hands to the Lord. We gotta have clean hands. He said, I'm not gonna leave you until you get your... I always do it every day. Every moment I chance I get, Lord, I repent. Forgive me for anything I said, I shouldn't have said, I done, I shouldn't have done. Just forgive me for all my sins, iniquity, transgressions. I'm just trying to cover all bases. If I didn't pray, forgive me. If I didn't commune with you, forgive me. If I didn't read my Bible, forgive me. Because this is your word. This is your rhema and logos word. We can't do without this word on a daily basis. And then when we're doing all that, he said, well, I got you, my child. Don't you worry. Don't worry. Just keep praising on me. He said, that's why I created you. I created you for my pleasure. To love on me. That's all he wants. He wants love. That's all he wants. To return love. To be glorified. To be honored. Don't use him as a magic god, a magician, or Mr. Santa Claus. You know, what you want, what you need. I told God what I... No. Did you ask him, did you need that? Did you want that? Because according to my Bible say, according to all, as rich as simple, he's going to supply all your need.
Yes, right.
He didn't say needs. He said need. No ass on that. I mean, that covers everything.
Come on now.
He knows what he's doing.
Amen.
But what you going to do with your midnight hour when you crying out to him? He is my rock and my salvation. He is the Lord of Lords, and he is my King of Kings. Yes. There is none like him whatsoever. Give the Lord another great name today. Yes. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, thank you. You are so good to us. We thank you for your tender mercies and your tender grace and your favor. We thank you for who you, what you are doing in every situation, Lord. We thank you. We are glad about it that you are the master plan. Sometimes we may be clueless in our situation, but you know all about it. Give our souls, our weary souls, rest, Lord, on you. Lord, we thank you so we can make it through another day. I can't live another day without you, Lord. You got to complete the work that you began in us. We worship you. Dear Lord, we ask you to continue to grant us our favor. Your favor, your grace, your love, your mercy in our midnight hour, Lord. Help us to stand fast, never to move, and to trust in you. Now and forevermore, we love you. We love you, and we love you, and we praise you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another praise. Amen, 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 amen. Offering time.